Nasty P on the beat.
We could drive through the city, no doubt. We could drive through the city. We could drive through the city, no doubt. We could drive through the city. Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for wifey. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless.
Say the titties is out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 284. I am GBD and I'm here in Tokyo, Japan. I'm fired up. And we have Wombat, who is...
I was doing okay, but then you made me change the name of my YouTube page. I was Le Cheapest Gamer, which is French, completely different.
Right.
And then you send me nasty letter.
Shipwreck. Hello, Shipwreck.
Hello.
Did you watch that, guys? Wombat is talking about somebody, I don't really understand, but some guy set up a YouTube channel and a Twitter account and called it The Cheap Ass Gamers and changed the, made it a Z instead of an S on the end and thought that that was just completely fine. And he also took the the CAG, the CAG icon from our Twitter page and just used it as his picture for his YouTube account. So, yeah, you saw his most recent update, Wombat?
Mm-hmm.
What's the most recent update?
He talks about how he's going to shut down the channels and start up a new channel because...
That seems like a good course of action.
A good course of action. The details in our about the conversation between the two of us are not exactly accurate in that video, but you know, I just told him that he was violating our trademark. You can't open up a fast food restaurant and call it the Burger Kings, you know, and put a Z on the end and think that that's going to be okay.
I think you totally just Circuit City subpoenaed him.
I did not threaten him with a lawsuit. I did not do anything. I did not threaten him at all. Which, when you watch his video explaining it, which may be taken down by now because it was on his old account. I don't know if that account is actually still there anymore. Anyway, so the Cheap Ass Gamers YouTube account should be gone.
The weird part was that it was only one dude.
Right, it was exactly. It wasn't even a group of cheap ass gamers. It was one ripoff cheap ass gamer. Yeah, I never asked him about that.
Well, the channel itself is still there.
Okay, so
his videos were fine too. Like I watched some of them; they were fine. It was just don't call it that.
He didn't really understand why that was a problem, but he eventually came around. To his credit, I didn't have to send him a letter or anything like that. I just reported his channel to YouTube, and YouTube sends him the report, basically, a copy of the report. Anyway, it's done, and that's it. So I'd say it ended pretty well.
I'm also going to say that may be the most interesting thing that happened in video games in the last week.
No, actually, there's something interesting happening right now. My doorbell is ringing, and the mailman is delivering my new special edition Chrome Xbox 360 controller.
Ooh, what is it? Silver chrome, isn't there, or is it like blue, or
it's pink chrome. It's chrome, dude.
Well, you could have like a chrome finish on a colored thing.
It's a chrome finish on purple.
Nice.
That's exactly what it is. No, it's silver. Yes, it's silver.
Okay, it's a valid question.
Yes, it has a lot. It has extra RAM too.
Yeah, you know what else has extra RAM? Yeah.
The fist that you
my
show.
Cock.
When you skull fuck me.
Jeez.
Whoa. Wow. We have the explicit tag on the show. It's fine.
Right in the eye socket.
So what made you get a Chrome controller?
I just needed a new controller, and I saw that they were going to be selling these only in Japan, and I figured I could get a YouTube video out of it.
Mm.
He thought it worked with his web browser?
No. I thought you were going to say my Chrome Dome.
That too. That's funny too. That's funnier.
I have all these wireless Xbox 360 controllers, but I can't find the backs to the battery compartment on any of them. So they're useless. I mean, I actually can't find the battery compartment, not the back to the battery compartment, the actual battery compartment. So yeah, so I needed to order a new controller for Ty. Ty and I have been playing a lot of games lately, so I think I'll give him the shiny chrome one. Well, at least when he's here, and when he's not here, I'll use that one. But yeah, we've been playing Toy Story 3, Wombat, from your recommendation.
It's fun, right? What does he like better, that sandbox mode or the game?
He likes the toy box mode, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
It's got to be one of the best video game movie games.
Oh, 100%. One of the best movie-based games and one of the best games for kids of this generation.
It's surprisingly solid and has a lot of quality to it. Which you're like, wait a minute. They didn't just phone in the Toy Story game? But no, they didn't. So, yeah. Also, I have to make a correction from last week's show.
Oh?
We talked a lot about the Fitbit last week, and I mentioned how you weren't on any of the leaderboards and that you sucked at Fitbit. But apparently, you're actually pretty good at the walking part of the Fitbit. You're just not good with the syncing. You suck at the syncing part of Fitbit.
I think it's, sometimes, you know, things happen and I forget to sync it.
But what do you mean you just forget to walk into the room with a computer?
Sometimes I just don't walk close enough to the computer.
Okay, because that's all you need to do to sync it.
Yeah, sometimes I don't walk close enough to the computer. Sometimes I'll take my computer from one room to another, and when I do that, I unplug the thing.
I see.
The dongle.
Or I was just thinking that you might
take
your...
And then I forget.
You might take your pants off with your Fitbit on it before you get close enough to the computer.
Well, that happens, Wolf. We all know about that.
You got to get that computer into the garage then.
Yeah. So actually, the reality is Wombat is actually pretty good at Fitbit. And you were, let's see, I have the CAG Homies leaderboard right here. So yeah, the name of our Fitbit group is CAG Homies if you want to join. And Wombat is actually number 10 out of 40, about 40. So that's pretty good. I mean, I'm number 4, so.
Well, you're the greatest who's ever graded on anything great.
Right.
I'm starting soon.
Did you order it?
I plunked down the whatever $350 for 2 Fitbits and a...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And a scale.
Whoa, whoa. Wow. Did you use the CAG affiliate link?
I did.
Thank you. Excellent.
Yes, so the Fitbits are incoming.
Excellent.
Just keep saying to yourself, one day he's going to have kids and he's not going to be able to buy Fitbits anymore.
There won't be impulse buys of Fitbits.
No Fitbits.
This wasn't quite an impulse buy. Like, you guys have talked about it for 2 weeks.
That's true. We've been selling it pretty... I mean, a lot of people bought it, obviously. I mean, we got 40 people in our stupid group there. It's not like we're promoting
it pretty much. This is Shipwreck really wanted it too, though.
Yeah, it's fun. I think it's great. And it's... I don't know. I climbed 32 stories yesterday. And I
basically do nothing besides walk into work and then sit down and then get up and come home.
I'm telling you, it's going to change your life.
If I can find more hours in the day right now, because right now I'm at work like, I don't know, 6-something in the morning until like 7 or so at night.
What? So how are you playing games in the morning anymore? You can't do that.
I'm not right now.
That's completely fucked up your schedule.
It has. I'm trying to get this hectic month of actual work out of the way before E3, and then after that, it'll
for the
be
fake
smooth
the
sale.
Fake work at E3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you'll see when you get the Fitbit. You're gonna hopefully you get into it. I mean, I started taking yoga classes. I'm a yoga master now. Did you know that?
Tell me about yoga.
I took two yoga classes, and it's not exactly like hardcore yoga. In fact, it's called simple yoga is the actual name of the class.
So it's not like Bikram yoga.
I don't know anything about yoga except what I've learned in these two classes. And that this is probably yoga for middle-aged housewives. And by middle age, I mean like 50 something.
So it's just you and 50 Japanese women or 50-year-old Japanese women?
No, no,
just
no.
Stretching?
There's one other dude and There's some whiteies in there. It's at Tokyo American Club, so.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
But yeah, it's mostly stretching and breathing, from what I can tell. A lot of breathing and a lot of stretching. And I'm not flexible. I know how to breathe, so I got that. I can do that. But everything else is pretty difficult. But the best part, and I think, Wombat, you would really enjoy this part. The best part of the class, it's an hour and a half class, and that the last 15 minutes of the class, I mean, I'm not even sure exactly how long, but the last thing you do in the class is, you know, you have these yoga mats. Everyone has their own mat, and you have a blanket, and the end of the class is just you lying on your back with the blanket over you, you know, up to your neck, obviously, and they play music, and you basically just go to sleep. How awesome is that?
I like it.
And you almost like hallucinate a little bit because, you know, you've just done all the stretching and breathing and stuff. And it's just weird to lie down and close your eyes for 10 minutes. And you're sort of in and out of sleep. It's pretty cool.
That does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. And of course, I love, you know, just lying down with a blanket in the middle of the day. And on my first day, the instructor tucked me in because I didn't know what was going on. So all of a sudden, I'm just lying down on the floor.
Do you get warm milk and a cookie with that too?
It was really weird. I didn't know because, you know, you walk in on the first day and you don't know anything. And the instructor doesn't just sit with you and, you know, tell you everything. She's got to lead the whole class. So the whole time I'm just looking over at what other people are doing and doing my best to copy it. But then at the end, I'm being tucked in. And it was the greatest thing ever. So, yeah, I'm trying to... stretch myself.
You know what the funny / sad part of that is? I bet in your mind that's better than a happy ending.
No, it's not. Why would that be better?
Because you're old and married.
No, I'd take the happy ending. But I do like the nap at 12:30 in the afternoon.
See, I'd rather have the nap.
Yeah, I don't. I like this. I like that. But I like both. Can I like both?
You can like both.
If I could have both, that would be ideal. But it would be awkward in the yoga room.
Yeah, I think so.
Yoga fire!
Ooh.
That's gross. Don't do that. Don't ever mention that again. So I have an update on my gaming PC that was supposed to be ready for this week's show. It's not ready for this week's show. But I'm getting it on Saturday. So definitely next week.
I have not gotten an update.
No updates?
No updates.
They said they were going to keep you informed.
They did. And apparently, I haven't even gotten to the part where they're gathering the parts yet. Like, I went back and read that email because I was looking for a date. I was trying to see what's going on. And it says that that's my processing email, and I'll get another email when they start gathering parts.
Que lastima.
Yeah, so I'm not too thrilled with the speed of iBuyPower so far.
Is the problem that did you get like one of these video cards that's really tough to get a hold of? Because like the newer video cards can be hard. Like you have to pay if you try to buy them from somewhere, you got to pay a premium. I don't remember which video card you got.
670, I think that's.
Oh,
that's right.
the GeForce.
That sounds
670.
Something.
Yeah, it just came out. It's probably not really out yet. You know. When they release these cards, they release like four of them. And so everybody else has to wait. So you're waiting. So we'll see. You'll, I guess, not by E3, maybe.
I doubt it by E3. The original estimated date was the 29th.
Right.
And since I haven't heard anything recently, I'm guessing that's not going to happen.
Oh, well. We'll see. Well, keep us updated. And you've got all kinds of bad news.
I do?
I don't know. You seem to be upset about the G.I. Joe
movie.
Yeah,
you seem to be a little bent out of shape about some news that happened this afternoon.
That's just crazy. The G.I. Joe Retaliation movie, which I was looking forward to. I don't have any like grand ambitions that it's going to be a great movie or anything, but it looked like something that was going to entertain me.
Right.
It was supposed to come out in like 5 weeks, like the end of June.
Yeah.
And then they announced today that it's getting pushed until March of 2013.
So they can add 3D?
They're going to add 3D in it.
Does 3D really sell? I mean, I keep reading that 3D is sort of a bust and that people really prefer to not see the 3D version.
I'm at the point right now where I kind of don't care one way or another. Where if I wanted to go, like when I went to go see the Avengers, I saw the Avengers in 3D, not because it was in 3D, because it was at the time that was most convenient to me at the theater I wanted to see it in.
Right.
But if it was 2D, I would have gone in to see the same exact show.
How was the 3D, by the way?
It was the Avengers in 3D.
Right, so not that exciting.
You kind of forget it's there after a while, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I just find it distracting. So, all right, so...
G.I. Joe Retaliation. They have action figures out. There's a whole bunch of movie tie-ins out. The trailers have been out.
But the movie's not coming out for a year.
The movie's not going to come out. And I get it. Like, it's a busy summer because you got Spider-Man and Dark Knight Rises or whatever Dark Knight's doing this summer.
Getting paid like, coming is out, what he's like, doing.
Yeah. You have those coming out, like, right after G.I. Joe was scheduled to come out.
But so it would have been a good time.
I think Battleship, like that kind of like sunk G.I. Joe as well.
Yeah, I think there's a little fear from Battleship. I think there's a little fear even left over from how John Carter performed.
What, Battleship did shitty?
Yeah, Battleship did super shitty. And
but it looked like that guy from John Carter, though. It was the same guy that starred in both.
Both Taylor Kitsch. He's box office poison.
Oh, but it looks shitty, Battleship.
I saw it. I went and saw it yesterday.
Is it shitty?
It's not that bad.
It's not that shitty.
It's not really. Like, you would think it's super terrible. The main problem they have is that they didn't hire any actors to be in the movie. They hired...
It's got Liam Neeson. He has a very special set of skills.
You've seen the trailers for Battleship, right?
Yes, yes. I just watched it yesterday, as a matter of fact.
You've seen most of the scenes that have Liam Neeson in it.
I didn't even notice him in the trailer. Was he the Battleship?
He's the Admiral.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, he's the Admiral.
How's Rihanna in that movie?
she's excellent?
She's fine.
Is she excellent or fantastic? Which one?
Is she fine or is she
wet?
Fine.
She's wet in every scene in the movie. Oh. Like there are scenes where everybody else is just, like, they're just on a ship. Like, they're not even, like, in the water or anything. And everybody else seems dry. And then you look over at Rihanna, and she's just, like, dripping wet with water, like, the entire film.
Maybe she takes a lot of showers.
Sure. I think that's how she got into character.
Hmm.
She decided, oh, we're on a boat. I need to be wet.
I need to be wet all the time.
I need to be wet to get into this character.
Otherwise, I can't remember. I'm
boom. but it's, I don't know. The dialogue's, like, really dry. But stuff explodes nicely.
All right. Well, I'll wait for the rental and still not watch it. It only has like a 30-something in Rotten Tomatoes, and that's pretty well below my threshold for even giving it a chance.
I think if Ty was older, like I think it would be a fun movie to watch with like a kid that was like maybe 8 or 9 or 10. Like it's in the same vein as Transformers, except...
Less racist robots?
Yeah, less racist robots. And you have Sports Illustrated swimsuit models in there instead of Megan Fox. So that's kind of the trade-off there. Battleship's basically Top Gun, but you switch Tom Cruise for whatever. What was his name?
Rihanna.
Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor Kitsch. You switch volleyball for soccer. You've switched the jets for boats, and that's pretty much what Battleship is.
Rihanna could be my wingman anytime.
Was there aliens in Top Gun? I don't remember.
No aliens, no bad guys in Top Gun.
Okay, this one has bad guys, but they're kind of confusing bad guys because they seem to only be attacking machines, but that's never really explained. They have no problem like killing humans that are inside the machines. But if the humans are outside of the machines and they don't see them as a threat, they don't kill them.
Convenient.
So, yeah. I don't know what's going on in that movie.
But what's better, Battleship or The Avengers?
I would say The Avengers just by a lot.
just by a lot?
Just by a lot. I mean, that's kind of the thing, though. It's like, you know, I think we're in a time in an economy where people are only going to see one movie every couple of weeks or maybe even one movie a month if that much.
Right.
So movies like Battleship don't really stand a chance, and maybe movies like G.I. Joe don't stand a chance either.
While we're talking about things under Watch This Bitches, I just want to give a shout out to this week's episode of Frontline. Can I give it a shout out to an episode of a TV show? I don't know, but I
just did. So
I guess I can. So it was really interesting in this week's episode. They talk about basically how the iPhone, and because the iPhone used so much data when it first came out, and AT&T wasn't prepared for it, they had to really rush and upgrade all these cell towers across the country. Because you remember when the iPhone came out, like it basically wouldn't even work in America because they just didn't have the network capacity. So they had to rush to update all these cell phone towers. And, you know, living in Tokyo, you don't see any cell phone towers because all the stuff is on top of buildings. But I guess throughout America, they just have these huge towers in the middle of nowhere, and people have to physically climb them to upgrade equipment. And so AT&T was in this big rush, and they hire these guys to climb up the cell phone towers. I mean, they basically hire subcontractors, and then subcontractors hire maybe another subcontractor, and then they wind up hiring some guy for like $10 an hour who has no experience in this type of thing, but just basically needs money and is not afraid
of. You're saying this is the guy that should be building my PC. This is what he's doing. He's climbing these towers.
And they're in such a rush. There's such tight deadlines to get these towers up that they don't have the right safety equipment. They don't hook on properly. And a lot of people have died falling off these cell phone towers in the last, you know, 5-10 years. And a lot of it is because I think they said like 10 people died falling off of these cell phone towers during the AT&T network expansion for the iPhone. Anyway, I just thought it was really interesting. And if you've never watched Frontline before, it's on PBS. You can watch it for free on their website, or you can, if you want to pay, you can get it.
So basically what you're saying is that if you have an iPhone and AT&T,
you killed
that
somebody.
Man's blood is on your hands.
10 people. 10 people.
Those
at least 10
people's blood is on your blood phones. Enjoy your blood phones, people.
Right. What I'm saying is if you didn't feel guilty about the Chinese people who died making your iPhone, you can feel guilty about the American people who fell off the towers trying to get your network to work properly. Anyway, shout out to Frontline. Great show. How about some show feedback from last week, Wombat?
Sure. Dark Rider has to say, I think it's hilarious that people were always so mad that PC games were glossed over in this show, and now that they are buying gaming PCs, everyone is mad at them.
Wow.
It was really weird in the comments. It was a lot of people, why are they buying PCs? After literally years of people complaining that you didn't have a PC.
Right. Why were people mad? I didn't read
the comments.
Because
the internet sucks. Oh. I don't know.
I don't know why they were mad. I think they feel like they're trying to spend our money for us. Is that it?
I think so. That's part of it too.
Like I'm not worthy of having a PC, or Shipwreck's not worthy of having a nice gaming PC. I mean, why not? I've never actually had a nice
gaming
PC.
People wanted to
PC.
Point out that we could get them cheaper.
Oh, yeah, okay. I wanted to get something that I wouldn't have to touch for a while in terms of upgrades. And I've never had a top-of-the-line computer, just ever. I've always had, you know, bargain basement, just get whatever I can get to play some stuff, never play at the full settings or anything like that. So I wanted to do that, and I'm old. Now's the time to do this shit. So, yeah. What else we got, Wombat? I think people enjoyed our RAM discussion.
Yeah, I'll read these next two comments in a row. Yamato has to say, I don't even see how Wombat was wrong about RAM. All three of them gave about the same definition. It was funny nonetheless. And the Drippa has to say, love the show, great fun. Love the part where Wombat was trying to talk about RAM while he obviously had no idea what he was talking about. Nothing wrong with that, Wombat, but I was surprised you didn't just take it like a man and move on. Great show. I was right or I was wrong. Half the people said one way or another. It really depends on if you want to say I'm an idiot or you want to agree with me.
No. It was funny because you're an idiot or anything like that. It was funny because you insisted that you knew what it was, but the reality was that you knew deep down that you had no idea what it was, but you still...
I have a layman's sense of what RAM is.
You know, it's something that goes into the computer and that you want to have probably a lot of it.
Exactly. What else do I need to know as an American?
Fine. That's, I mean, you know what? That's probably all you really need to know.
Exactly. Tell me why I need to know more than that.
And if you buy an Apple product, you probably want to put in the RAM yourself because they charge quite a premium.
Oh, they charge up the wazoo for it.
Yeah.
That's what every time I, you know, when I get a new computer for at work, I'm like, what's the RAM? I need more RAM.
Right. All right. And do the guys take out their penis?
And that's what happens. Exactly. You figured it out.
All right. Shall we move on to new releases?
Please.
Please. Because there's good ones.
There are?
I think. The stuff I'm interested in.
There's a lot of them.
Doesn't mean they're good.
Right.
There's a lot of somewhat good ones, it looks like, this week.
No, I think there's some decent stuff this week.
I got Dragon's Dogma in, and I've probably played maybe an hour of it so far. I just haven't had much time to touch it, but it seems a lot like the demo. The first level of it is straight up that level in the demo where you fought against the Chimera.
That's the beginning of the game?
Yep.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, that's the beginning. And I don't know. I don't feel like I know that much.
You don't know enough to talk about it. Right.
Yeah, like I'm climbing on mythical beasts and I'm stabbing them in the back. And sometimes it feels cool and sometimes it just feels like stuff is happening on screen and I'm just jamming on buttons.
Right.
I still don't think there's a way to, at least I haven't been taught yet in the game, to have your pawns, which are the computer controlled characters, to like control what they're doing. They just seem to like randomly like make your sword be on fire. Or
did you try the D-pad?
The D-pad lets you call them to come towards you or to go forward. And then left and right does something. I don't know what left and right. I don't remember what that does.
It's interesting because I've seen there's a lot of mixed reviews for this game, and I watched the game trailers review, and they were really quite taken with the game. They gave it, I forgot what they gave it, 8 point something high. I don't know, 7, 8. And it looked, you know, the combat, they made the combat look really fun.
I really like the look of the game. Like some people have said it looks generic looking, but I kind of like the style of it. Like everything there's a lot of bloom lighting in it, but it just kind of looks kind of grimy, the whole thing. And
does it bother you knowing
that like grimy in a good way.
Okay. Announced on disc DLC for this game? Does that bother you?
Okay. When you start up the game, it starts up and it comes up with this list on the screen that just tells you all the stuff that you can buy to add into the game. Just like straight up, like right away. But I don't think you need to buy any of that stuff. Like it's a really long game anyways. So it just seems kind of pointless. Like you don't need to buy anything. So it doesn't bother me. I don't know. I'm used to it with Capcom games.
Yeah. I mean, I'll keep an eye out for this one, but I don't know. The mixed reviews have me a little worried and there are a lot of games out. So
let me play some more of it and I'll give you an idea better cheapy, whether you should.
Excellent.
Be interested in it or not.
What else we got this week? What about Tom Clancy Ghost Recon Future Soldier? Anybody touch on that? No. I tried the demo or the beta, whatever it was, and it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. So I stopped trying.
I'm sure it's good, but I like games that I could call by their acronyms. And right. Tom Clancy's Griffiths doesn't sound as good.
You're out. I think I have no interest, pretty much. I think the next Tom Clancy game I want to play is Rainbow Six.
That's Rainbow Six, yeah. Rainbow Six is the money shot.
Yeah, this, I don't know. I think I'm going to pass on this one.
It got to the point where Ghost Recon is now the same product as Battlefield and Modern Warfare. Because those two series.
But third person, right? This is still,
is
yeah.
it still?
It's still third person. It's third person. Okay. And I think it's a little it's a little more methodical in its pacing.
But they look similar now. I mean, yeah. I'm not. Let's move on because that's how uninterested I am.
Gersburps.
Right.
Gersburps is my favorite Burke.
What else, Ship?
Let's see here. I know you tried it and I played some of it. Joyride Turbo on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, I just got the demo, the trial, but mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty good from what I played. It's a kart racing game. It's a kart racing game that uses your avatars, and instead of carts, they're little cars. They look like cars. Your avatar drives a car. But you have the power-ups, you have all the stuff you would expect in a kart racing game, but you also have like stunts that you can do. Like the tracks have loop-de-loops and all kinds of crazy stunts, and there's a mode where you're collecting, you're doing stunts and collecting trophies and coins. So it's a little different than your just straight-up kart racing game. Did you get the full version, Chip?
I did. They sent over a review code for it.
Did you try the multiplayer or anything like that?
I haven't tried the multiplayer yet. I was just working my way through. I've played two like circuits. I played the muscle car circuit and then I played the truck circuit.
What'd you think?
I think it's pretty good. It's for $10. I think it's solid for $10. I never played the Kinect Joyride version, so I don't know how like similar this one is to it. You play with the controller with this one. There is no Kinect.
I can't imagine the Kinect version could be better. I mean, I don't. How could it be?
Yeah, I just don't know how. Like, if these are the same tracks from that game or anything like that.
But it seems like a really solid kart racing game to me.
Yeah,
from what I played.
The thing that distracts me is that the sound in the game just isn't very interesting. There's no like announcer even to say like 3, 2, 1, go or anything.
It's missing some personality.
It is. It's missing some personality. It feels a little stale. Like you have the avatars and everything in there, but like even them, like it just kind of feels generic looking.
Yeah, that's true.
And sounding. But
I liked the look of the cars though. And I liked the fact that you can use your avatar, and I liked the stunt. Didn't the stunt stuff seem cool to you?
It seemed pretty good. It seemed, like you can hold the right analog stick to do either flips or barrel rolls when you're in the air.
Yeah.
And you can choose to keep trying to do those until you crash or like just do one and stop.
And there's half pipes and things. And
yeah.
Kind of cool. I recommend checking
out. Yeah, for $10, check it out.
Yeah. What else?
Let's see. Also for Xbox Live Arcade and kind of for PSN is all these Sega Vintage Collection from the Sega Master System. They're a better deal on Xbox Live Arcade because they come in bundles of three. So it's like Alex Kidd and Super Hang-On and Revenge of Shinobis in one pack.
Oh, I did not realize that it was a pack because it's called the Sega Vintage Collection and then it says Alex Kidd.
And Company.
But the other one says Monster World.
Was it Super Hang-On on the Genesis also, or is that another hang-on game? And the Shinobi game. What's the first Shinobi that was on the Genesis?
It's confusing back then because some games came out for both the Master System and the Genesis.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out also. Because, you know, I have a soft spot for that Alex Kidd game as I had a Sega Master System and that Alex Kidd game. But I don't want to spend.
That game is not very good, by the way.
I know it's not very good. I know it doesn't hold up, but it, you know, it has rock paper scissors in it, and but I wouldn't buy it if it has two games on it that I probably have on my Sega Genesis arcade disc already.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
You're asking about Monster World. Yeah. That's Wonder Boy in Monster Land, Wonder Boy in Monster World, and the never-before-released in North America Monster World 4.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's not that much of a ripoff for $10. I thought it was just you got one.
No, for $10, that's pretty decent. And I know the Super Hang-On, that is also works in 3D, I guess. It said it had a 3D mode.
But do they... Oh, right.
Because the original had 3D.
They didn't update these graphics at all, did they?
I don't think so.
I think they just probably, it's got the achievements and everything in there.
Gotcha.
But on the PSN side, each of those games is $5 each.
Hmm.
So you get to pick whether or not you want Super Hang-On, I guess.
Right. What's this Men in Black game? This is an Xbox. Oh, that's a full release game. Retail release.
That is a
game.
Full $60 release game. Men in Black Alien Crisis that can be played either with a controller or with a like Cabela's hunting rifle.
Oh, it's a Lycon game?
I do not know that much about this game.
All right, it's okay. I don't care, really.
You get a $10 movie pass to see Men in Black 3.
It's still not
if
worth
you buy it.
I'm sure. All right, is that it for this week's new releases?
Sorcery came out for PlayStation Move.
What are the reviews on that? I wonder.
I think they're around a 75 on Metacritic.
Okay.
So, decent.
Is that game we saw at
E3?
E3.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That game finally came out?
Yes. Wow. It finally hit.
It's a little fanfare, right? PSN. You didn't hear anything about it, and then all of a sudden, it's out.
Yeah. Because they focused on that game at E3 2010. Like, this is what the Move is going to do. It's going to play this game. It's going to be awesome.
And everybody
was
excited.
Better than Harry Potter.
People were like, ooh, I'm going to be Harry Potter in my living room with my Move. They were really excited by it. Do you remember?
Yeah, it looked great at the time. I'm like, well, I could get behind this, was the thought going on in my head.
Hip Hop Gamer was so excited, he threatened to take somebody out into the parking lot and beat them.
Seriously.
It was really exciting. All right. Where are we here?
And Mario Tennis Open came out for the 3DS.
And it's not supposed to be too good, I saw.
No, I've heard middling things about it.
What about Roller Coaster Tycoon? How's that on the 3DS?
I'm sure that's fantastic.
All right, let's move on and give our little plug to GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. Here's some coupon codes. 10% off any order, CAG10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG5 off 30. And $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Any E3 update, Ship? I mean, E3 is like tomorrow or something. Is it tomorrow?
It's pretty soon. We got a couple more appointments in there. There's some I would still like to get, but
like
I don't know.
Like an appointment with the LA Kings at the Staples Center?
That's up to you.
I mean, how many chances am I going to have to see? Not only, forget about just seeing another hockey game, but seeing a Stanley Cup final game. I mean, I may not have a chance to see another hockey game for who knows how many years. I haven't seen a hockey game in 7 years.
So are we all going to the game? Is that what we're going to do instead of a CAG meetup? We'll go see a Stanley Cup Finals game?
Us three? Well, it's at 5 yeah. o'clock. It's at 5 o'clock. I would go to game 4 because that way there's a chance that LA could sweep and we could see the Stanley Cup. I mean, it's not likely, but might as well. If you have the choice of going to game 3 or game 4, you got to choose game 4, which is Wednesday.
I'm in. Super extra large beer and a hot dog and some hot ice hockey. I'm down.
The tickets are pricey. They're on the pricey side, as you might imagine.
Hey, it's your money. Come on, that was funny.
Right. Do you even like hockey?
I love hockey, actually. You didn't let me finish.
Yes, yes.
When I was in high school, I used to go to a hockey game like once a week. But now that I am old and crotchety, I couldn't tell you one thing about what's going on in hockey today.
Could you name two hockey players in the NHL right now?
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
No, it's a joke. What's it, Crosby, right? Isn't that a guy who plays?
Yes. What's his first name?
I don't know. And Jaromir Jagr still plays.
There you go. All right, you name two.
Gosh, yeah. Jagr still plays?
He's on the Flyers.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude. He's on the Flyers. He's 40, I think.
He's 107 years old.
Dude, the goalie for the Devils, Brodeur, is 40.
That's crazy. I feel like I could name another hockey player because I watched a little bit of one of the games on Saturday.
Well, name a hockey player that you remember from your days in high school.
Like Mark Lindros.
Who?
Lindros.
Mark Lindros?
Mark, am I making... No, that was his brother who played for the Islanders.
Brett.
Brett played for the Islanders?
Yes.
Then who played for the Flyers?
Eric.
Why am I getting the name wrong?
What happened to both of them?
Car accident.
Concussions. Too many concussions. They had to stop playing. Both of them.
I knew a girl that was dating the Islanders, Lindros. She was in high school.
Nice. Did she get a concussion?
She might have.
He's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about his penis, by the way, not his height.
Yeah. I liked Mutant League hockey also a lot.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see about the hockey game.
I do not need to go see a hockey game.
I need to go, though.
I was trying to bust your balls, but you know. Right.
But I need somebody to go.
Somehow it turned into you busting my balls again. How did that happen?
Somebody suggested that I buy a luxury suite there and that it would be cheaper than having the party at the Golden Gopher. That's
probably
not true, by the way. It would not be cheaper. I checked. It's close, but it's not cheaper. So I don't know. I don't know what to do about a CAG meetup.
Potvin, he played when I was in high school. Potvin, he played for the Islanders.
Right.
Casey Jones. He was
Casey with the Jones
Turtles.
Played.
So we need to come up with an idea for the CAG meetup. So somebody get on that. Wombat, you're in charge. Can I make you in charge of the CAG meetup?
I thought you did like three times now.
Have you done anything about it?
Not a damn thing.
Do you want to do anything about it? I mean, seriously, do you want me to do it?
I think it's just a question of, you know, we'll talk. We'll talk offline.
We're not going to talk. We never talk.
We'll chat.
We never chat.
We talk on the instant messenger.
Not really.
I mean, not really.
I don't know. We don't really that much anymore. Well, I go to bed too early.
I was going
to
say, that's not my fault.
I go to bed. I mean, this week I've been playing Max Payne all night, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Some E3 questions for us. Zachary991 writes in and asks, what are we guys looking forward to the most at E3? And are we planning on doing audio booths this year? Not only are we planning on doing audio booths this year, but I got like the Audio Boo Pro account so we can do 30-minute audio booths. So yeah, and most looking forward to seeing at E3, who wants to go first? I'll go first if you want. Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in the Wii U to see if it's something that I'm going to be interested in or if it's something that I'm going to ignore, like the Wii without the U in its name. And what else? The Kings? Go Kings? What about you guys?
Well, I'm most looking forward to seeing you in Shipwreck.
Oh, stop it. He meant game type things.
Oh.
Because I'm certainly most looking forward to the pancakes at the Marriott.
That's true.
Those are good pancakes.
I am, honestly, I'm probably most looking forward to something that hasn't been announced. I'm looking forward to a surprise. I want something to surprise me. That's what I'm looking forward to. Is that an acceptable answer?
By that, are you looking forward to the thing you know that's coming that's not announced? Or are you looking for something beyond the thing that you know that's coming that's not announced?
No, there is the thing that I know that's coming. I like how we're dancing around this one because I really shouldn't say anything. But there is something that I know. There is something that I know that's coming that I'm very excited to see. And
what? What are you talking about? Can you be a little more cryptic?
No, I can't, actually.
Somebody told you something and you know something.
Yes.
That we don't know.
Shipwreck
or that I don't know.
Because Shipwreck talks to me, unlike you.
Right. So it's some announcement and you know it and I don't.
Yes.
Do we get a hint?
No.
Not even a hint? Shipwreck, we get a hint, right?
I don't know that we can give a hint.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah. We can give you a hint offline. Yeah.
Offline?
We'll give him a hint offline. We won't tell him.
I don't even get the answer offline.
You don't even get the answer. Wow, Shipwreck's a bigger dick than you are.
All right. And what else?
I'm looking forward to Borderlands 2.
Okay.
I want to see that. I want to see NBA Baller Beats.
Oh, God. Just because you know you're going to be good at it because you know how to dribble a basketball. What about us tall, lanky, uncoordinated people who don't know how to dribble?
Yeah, what about tall guys like us?
Yeah. Hopefully they'll let all three of us play it and we can videotape how all three of us do at it.
Oh, God.
That will not happen in my lifetime.
I think that's going to happen.
I do not think so.
If you want to go to that Kings game,
it's going
to
happen.
You're going to be doing a lot more than dribbling a basketball. You're going to be dribbling something on your chin. I don't know what, though.
Nachos?
Nachos. The guy who made Baller Beats is going to be on your chin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. We need to get a Assassin's Creed appointment still, though.
Well, we don't have that? What about Star Trek? I want to see Star Trek.
We have Star Trek.
Yes. Forgot about Star Trek. All right. And I'm looking forward to seeing Hitman also. Although I'm a little worried about Hitman. I feel like they're trying to make it too much like Max Payne. But we'll see. As long as it's like Blood Money, I'll be happy. What else we got here? Speaking of, let's talk about Max Payne. Since I just mentioned it. But you guys haven't played it and don't have it, right?
No.
Not yet. Convince me on it. Am I going to like it?
All right. Here's all I need to tell you about Max Payne, about the single player stuff. It's got slow motion killing. It's got over the top gratuitous violence in slow motion. So after you kill somebody in slow motion, it lets you, in slow motion, pump more bullets into their body.
That seems like a waste of bullets if I've already killed them.
Yeah, you get bullets pretty easily, I think.
All right, then.
At least in the on the level that I'm playing on, the difficulty level.
How's the aiming? Rockstar games have the worst aiming, in my opinion.
So they give you a choice. You can do the soft lock aiming, which is when you pull in the left trigger. If your cursor is anywhere near an enemy, it will lock to the enemy. And then you can just, you know, fire away and you'll probably hit him at least a little bit. And then you can fine tune the aim, you know, with the right stick. Is that what you like or is that what you don't like?
I like to be able to point at stuff and shoot. And
you want just free aim like Saints Row? Is that what you like? Better?
That's fine. Yeah,
okay.
That's better.
So you can do that. And when you play the multiplayer, it asks you which one you want to do. And I'm presuming that it does that because it'll only match you up with other players who are doing that as well. So you can be on equal playing ground. But so, yeah. So what you need to know is gratuitous slow motion violence and probably the best death animations, or one of the best death animations of any game of this genre, which I think is really important. It's also got a ton of style. The music is really great. And even in multiplayer, all this stuff carries over to the multiplayer, even the great style. There's one level in multiplayer, which is a fancy office building. And just to show you how it's got that rock star touch on there, the background music for this level is one note. It's basically somebody holding a note down on a keyboard, on a synthesizer, for the entire match. I think maybe like the last minute it changes. But just that ambient, like one note playing in the background. But it totally works. I really like the game a lot. My only complaint is that in the single player, the checkpoints, I think, are a little too far apart in some sections. I'm stuck somewhere. And every time I die, I start back too far. And it's making me
that
just...
That sounds very Rockstar.
Yeah, totally. And it's making me just switch over to the multiplayer, which is fine because I really like the multiplayer. The multiplayer has basically the whole Modern Warfare system of leveling up, buying new weapons, getting perks and things like that. They've done a really nice job with it. You buy clothes for your characters so you can play dress up. There's a lot of different gangs that you can be a part of in the multiplayer. So depending on what level you're playing on, it tells you what gang you're going to be in. So I made all my guys bald from the different gangs just so I can, you know, be consistent. But it's really neat. It's really well done, even the multiplayer. So I think you guys should pick it up and we should play. And I'm not completely horrible at the multiplayer, which is a nice bonus. But I really think you should get it. It's really good. I'm impressed.
I'll see it on sale and I'll pick it up. I just didn't think I'd have time to play it before E3 anyways.
Yeah.
So.
It's really good. Even Mrs. Cheapy will watch me play. That's how the graphics look great. I mean, it's really solid. It's outstanding. What else we got here? We're in Wombat's news and stuff. Or any other games you guys have been playing? I mean, I've mostly been playing Max Payne. In fact, if I look at Raptor right now, I'm probably going to be a little embarrassed about how much I've played. Let's see. This week, I have played 15 hours of Max Payne. I think a lot of that is multiplayer.
That's not so terrible.
No, it's not too terrible.
It's not embarrassing at all.
Okay. Have you guys been playing anything? Or
You know what I played this week?
Skin Flute?
Besides the Skin Flute? Mm-hmm. You'll laugh at me. I played Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. I put that back in.
No, I wouldn't laugh at you for that. I'd laugh at you for not knowing what Ram is.
Well, Ram is an animal with horns. It looks like a sheep.
And for calling this famous hockey player Mark Lindros, but no, not for that.
I was mixing up my hockey players. Him and I was confusing him and Darius Kasparaitis.
I see that the executives of 38 Studios have departed.
The executives have?
Yeah.
Is that the new news?
Yep.
Does that include, what's his name?
Schilling?
Yeah.
No, he owns it. He can't leave. He's not allowed to leave.
He could leave, I guess.
Unless he sells it.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy it?
The government. You can just hand it over.
They're not
going to
buy
it.
They're going
to
own it.
That's funny.
What do we else we got here? Some news? Some Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure. I also played a little bit more Dragon's Lair. Because it was there.
Because you don't have to put a disc in to play it?
Pretty much. I mean, it's funny because I played that and I played Zen Pinball, more Pinball Effects.
Right.
Just because. That and I just like to play it. When I have a stressful day, I like to play the pinball game.
Hey, who put this E3 thing on here? I'm guessing Shipwreck.
Yes, that was him.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, so XCOM, the first-person shooter, got delayed until fiscal 2014. And I just thought it was interesting that we saw a whole bunch of games last year at E3, and XCOM we saw way back in 2010. We've seen that.
Do you remember the setup they had to see XCOM in 2010?
It was the same one they had last year, I think, for 2011 as well.
It was huge. This huge. It must have cost a fortune. That one they also had like a bar.
What was the setup that they had? I don't remember.
No, it's the same setup for the whole 2K. They've used that same setup for years now.
But they had a whole special room for XCOM where it was decorated with that 1950s style.
Oh, right. They had that.
They had basically like a 1950s kitchen.
Yeah, they have that. They still have the room. They just, you know, they just bring in that fancy furniture and stuff. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, it was pretty, you know, impressive for a game that's going to take another 4 years to cook from when they first showed it.
All right. Well, so what are some of these other games?
It's basically everything I've been excited for at E3 from last year. Got pushed to 2013. Right. BioShock Infinite, Metro Last Light, Tomb Raider, Prey 2, and Aliens Colonial Marines.
All 2013 now.
All 2013. All early 2013.
Except for XCOM, which is 2014.
That's fiscal 2014, so it could be middle of 2013 or something.
Wow, but all right.
It's just like that's a lot of like really high profile, at least for me, high profile games that I have. Like those were the top games coming out of E3 last year for me.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
That's pretty much the list right there.
Yep.
And these are going to be like coming out like the last games basically in the last year of the like before the new consoles hit.
Yep, squeezing water out of a rock with some quality water though. It looks like.
I'm really surprised by Metro Last Light too. Like that looked really good what we saw of it last year.
Yep.
And it was amazing. It wasn't just a video either, I don't think.
No, they were playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked amazing. All right, what else we got here in Wombat's news and stuff?
A lot of people bought Diablo 3.
Yes.
A whole lot of people.
I see that. 3.5 million in the first 24 hours.
Yes, I think it's 6.5 in the first week.
I will buy it on Saturday.
I'm not surprised. From everything I've read, you should buy it as soon as you can play it.
Yes.
Yes. So I feel so out of the loop not having played it, to be perfectly honest.
You can put it. So what's how old is your oldest Mac?
Oh, it's too old. 2008. Oh. Forget it. Oh. It's the last model of the old style Mac.
The notebook. Right, I remember that.
Yeah, it's MacBook. Not gonna play shit. Like if there was a game called shit, this computer wouldn't play it.
Right. It might play shit.
I don't think so.
Right, what else we have in Wombat's news?
Okay then. I was going to say, but the same day that this was announced, you know, they also announced, you know, BioWare Austin is laying off a handful of employees, and by a handful, I think it's a lot. Mm-hmm. They're the studio that's working on the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic MMO.
Yep.
So, I guess my question for you is, do we look at the Diablo sales numbers and we look at how Star Wars is doing and do we say that maybe Western studios developing MMOs for the Western audience might not be the best idea?
I think it's just tough to compete with Diablo. And even I think the same type of player that's going to play an MMO is going to play Diablo.
I think the same type of player that's going to play an MMO would play Diablo, but I think also people that don't want to play MMOs are more likely to play Diablo.
Hell yeah.
people, you know, the idea of the, you know, that for maybe for more gamers than studios want to think, more gamers don't want to spend a monthly fee and don't want microtransactions. They just want to buy a game that they can play.
Yep.
I would buy Star Wars The Old Republic if I didn't have to pay monthly, I think. Because I kind of want to check that out still.
You get like a month free or something, don't you?
What are you going to do in a month? At what point do you need other people?
But if you just want to get a taste of it, you can play it for a month and then you probably had enough anyway. It seems like a lot of people that I follow on Twitter got it when it first came out, got The Old Republic, and they played it for a month and they said, all right, it wasn't bad, but I basically played enough and I don't need to play it anymore. You know. What else we got here, Wombat?
We got the lawsuit that's going on between old Infinity Ward bosses and Activision. They released the salaries that West and Zampella made before they were let go. It's a lot of money.
It was like they were each going to get a $13 million bonus or something around there. Is that why they got fired? Because they didn't want the... Because Activision didn't want to pay out their bonus?
I think they had to, yes and no. I think they had to pay the bonuses regardless. I'm sure they had contracts that said, you know, when the game was being made.
Contracts.
Huh?
The people have contracts all the time and don't get paid on.
That's part of this whole lawsuit is that they weren't paying those bonuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they should. They deserve the money. I mean, the game's a fucking phenomenon. I mean, yeah, of course they do. I mean, they probably feel like they deserve a lot more money, and maybe they do.
I think they felt they deserved more money, which is why they were looking to leave. That's kind of the other question. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. We don't know what their next game's going to look like.
Yeah, that's true. We don't.
No, we don't.
What else?
What else? Have you guys been following the Johann Sebastian Joust Papa Quash debacle?
I have not. Oh, this is another cloned game.
This is another cloning thing, but this is where it gets interesting. So Papa Quash is a game that's an iPhone game. And Johann Sebastian Joust uses the Move controller.
Okay.
But it plays on a PC.
Right. I know that. I've watched the video of it. Believe it or not.
So they both run on two different systems. Johann Sebastian Joust is free. Papa Quash is free but has microtransactions. You could buy new characters.
Mm-hmm.
But both are essentially free. And since the game was made on a different platform, no assets were stolen. It's all new code. It's a very unique gameplay style.
They took the idea.
Yeah, they took the idea
The whole idea is you play a multiplayer game and you try to get the other person to jostle their iPhone or their Move controller. That's
while
how
I was playing
Indian Tag. Did you ever play Indian Tag when you were a kid?
Well, there's a little bit different rules between Papa Quash and Johann Sebastian Joust. I don't think the music thing quite goes into the Papa Quash game as much. I don't know. I haven't played either, but that's just what I got from reading about him.
Hmm. Sounds interesting. I want to pick it up.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. It's like, okay, they should have put this out on iPhone.
Because I can tell you what I won't be doing.
Yeah, you know, putting your Move controllers up to your PC.
Right. That's what I won't be doing. And I feel bad for the guy who developed it because it's a cool idea. But to expect people to do that is pretty crazy.
That's kind of where I was with this also. I'm like, well, yes, you made this game, and yes, it's unique. But these people seem to have found a better implementation for your idea that, you know, is free range for all intents and purposes.
Right. And did the guy patent? I don't know if you can even patent something like this.
I don't think you can, no.
Mm.
Or trademark it. It gets a little deeper where the people that made this Papa Quash game, who were commissioned to make it, thought they had permission to make it from the Johann Sebastian Joust folks, like permission to use that idea.
They had permission?
They thought they did.
Right. Yeah, they were commissioned to make it, and the person who commissioned them to make it told them, yeah, they had permission from...
So they lied? Johansson.
Yeah, they lied.
Awesome. Oh, I don't see it. I just looked it up in the store. It's not there.
Oh, it might have been pulled.
Yep, it's not there. Papa Quash.
That's kind of sad.
Papa Boner is here, though.
I think this is me. Personally, I feel like it's, and I'm sure a lot of the people in our comment section will disagree with me/us. I think the media went a little overboard with this one.
I didn't read anything, so I don't know.
But well, you know, I'm looking at the Joystick article now where they kind of, you know, lay into the Papa Quash people for making this game. And that
people
was
like
the
outrage.
Huh?
People like to get outraged.
Yeah, it seemed like a little bit too much outrage for really something that I think using the word clone might have been a strong term. I don't know. Yes, they made a similar game on a different platform using new assets built from the ground up.
The debate will rage on.
Yeah, it's exactly. I think there's a debate in there, and I think that sometimes the cloning outrage is a little unwarranted. Sometimes.
All right.
We'll find out when we clone that Republic game or whatever. That's like I'm
Republic?
Interested to see what. Yeah, Republic.
Yes.
I'm gonna start a Kickstarter
to clone it.
To clone that game.
Nice.
I saw there.
I
was
think it'll do very well. I just have to find out what their icon looks like, and I think that's as far as I need to go.
Yeah, pretty much. At least for Android.
Yeah, and I can get some screenshots, and then I think we're good. I think we have a winner on our hands there.
I want to clone that Dunkin' Donuts game. I think that one's that alien in your iPod.
Okay.
You guys should get that. You should get that, Cheapy, if you can.
What? What am I doing? Dunkin' Donuts? I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts? Egg sandwich at Dunkin' Donuts?
You're going to get an egg sandwich. No, the free Dunkin' Donuts iPhone game.
Okay.
Ty will enjoy it.
Ty's still enjoying Plumber Crack.
I bet he is. This is a little more less suggestive.
Donuts into a butt crack?
You mean less embarrassing when people walk by our dinner table and see our four-year-old son is playing Plumber Crack?
Yeah, I think feeding an alien donuts is going to be a little...
Speaking
of a clone of Plumber Crack? It sounds like a clone.
Right. Ass Crack is going to be a modern new game. I bought the Forza 4 Porsche expansion because I like Forza and I like Porsches. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. You get access to 30 Porsches. Which means you get the ability to buy them in-game with your in-game currency. Luckily, I had about 800,000 credits saved up. So, yeah, and then you can buy the cars and you can use them in the career mode. And there's special Porsche-themed events for that. There's special Porsche rival events. And, of course, you can use the cars in... You know, the arcade mode. It's good. If you're a VIP member, then you get a discount. It's 1,200 points instead of 16, I believe.
So you can buy the credits too, right? Just to buy the cars?
You don't buy the credits. You buy the tokens. So there's a second way to buy cars, which is using these tokens, which you have to use Microsoft points to buy. So
you know what we need to do, by the way, as I cut
what?
You off?
What?
Because you made me think of the keg meetup.
Oh, I know. Rent a Maserati for E3.
Karaoke.
No. Everyone does that, and it's
who's
still...
everyone? Who's everyone?
Destructoid.
Do they? They do karaoke?
I would do it, but it's still paying for a bar.
I guess.
I just don't want to... I don't know. I just don't feel good about handing over that kind of money like to some bar owner. I mean... That last year's party cost more than my wedding by a lot.
I know. I'm not telling you to do. I'm not telling you to do that again.
It just seems wrong to me somehow.
No, I definitely. Yeah. No. Let me think. You go back to talking about cars.
No, I was done.
Did you buy Lightning McQueen?
They don't have Lightning McQueen.
Well, that game sucks. Then
he's not a Porsche. Although you can buy a design that somebody made of Lightning McQueen and put him on your car.
There you go.
But Forza is still good. Porsches are good. I forgot which Porsches I bought. The new one. 2012, something or other. What else? Anything else? CAG bag? Are we at the CAG bag already? We didn't talk about... did you see that story about some company, they want to buy the Twilight Zone rights so they can make a pinball game, and they're doing a Kickstarter to get the licensing rights?
It's the people that made the Williams Hall of Fame collection.
Ah, okay. It's those guys. Mm-hmm. It's only, they only need $50,000 to get it?
To get the license to make the game?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound crazy. They're not buying the license.
Yeah. What license can we get for 50?
Twilight Zone for $50,000.
Sectars.
Should we get that? Should we buy the Twilight Zone license instead?
I think we should buy it and then sell it to the Williams Gottlieb people for $60,000.
That'd be funny if somebody else buys it and while they're doing the Kickstarter. They're all psyched, and then like the day before the Kickstarter ends, they find out that somebody else bought the rights.
That would be hysterical.
Right.
Zen Pinball, do that to them.
Let's see. Some questions.
You know what? I got another idea.
What? Go on. An idea for what?
For the CAG meetup.
Uh-huh.
How about you take everyone to the movies? Rent out a movie theater. There's one right there, just one screen. That's right. Actually not that much money.
How much does it cost to rent out a movie theater?
Let's say 300 times 10, $3,000.
It doesn't cost $10 to see a movie in LA.
I think it costs less if you rent out the whole theater. Even if it costs $12 per person.
Look into it.
That's still significantly less than you spent last year.
Can I smoke weed in the theater?
You could probably smoke weed before you get to the theater.
But if I rent the theater, they're going to let me smoke weed in the theater.
They might. I don't know. They may not stop
you. It's California. I mean,
I know, but that's true.
Basically,
but
murdering
rent,
each other.
You could
in the
rent a screen,
there.
Not the whole building. You know, one right. screen.
What movie are we going to see?
It's The Avengers. Because I know you want to see it.
All right. When are we going to do it? We're very busy.
See, you like the idea because you didn't
choose. Not bad. I like it. You know why I like it? Because it's close to the hotel. And
it's close to the hotel. It's cheap.
It has a fixed cost.
It has a fixed cost. It's inexpensive, comparatively, and it has a set time frame.
Right. We know when it's over. And exactly. I don't have to stay there until 2 in the morning.
Nope. It's over at 2.5 hours.
All right. People who are listening to the show, write in the show feedback if you like that idea or if you like another idea. And if somebody wants to look up how much it costs, that would be good too.
See, I told you it's a good idea. Okay. You could go fuck yourself.
What? I said it was a good idea.
Fuck you.
All right, we're definitely doing it, and Wombat's not allowed to come.
I already saw it anyway.
You're going to be the ticket taker outside.
It's called an usher.
Ticket taker.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay. Boop, 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 boop. CAG bag, USFH bomb, wants to know if Wombat is still boycotting CBS.
I don't know if boycott's probably a strong word. I don't know if I'm watching CBS just because I don't think there's anything I want to watch on CBS.
Have you watched America's Got Talent on NBC?
No, I can't watch that show. Every time I turn it on, it's either someone embarrassing themselves or someone embarrassing themselves, and I can't watch that.
Why? Some people are good.
Yeah, not when I put it on.
Maybe you have to get past the first few episodes.
I think I need to get to like the finals, and then I'll probably be a little more interested. But I can't. I don't like those kind of shows, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, the only things and most shows are over now. Most seasons are over. I did watch the season finale of How I Met Your Mother. Speaking of CBS, so I do still like that show.
It's how heterosexual show. Of you?
Whatever, that show's good. Shipwreck watches it too.
No, I like it.
No, I do not.
I watch it when I go on an airplane. That's the only time
I've seen most episodes just because Mrs. Shipwreck watches it. But if I sit down in front of the TV, I'm not going to watch an episode of that.
Thorbon 3 writes in and he wants to know, Cheapy, did you read Batman Venom yet? He just ordered it today on Amazon. I did read it. That's the graphic novel. Is that what you call that, Wombat? A graphic novel?
Yes, that's what you would call that.
About Batman getting addicted to Venom, the strength drug. It was pretty good. But I would really much prefer to have it on my iPad, and for some reason they don't sell that on the iPad. I got all those apps. I got the Marvel one, the DC one. I mean, I know it's DC, but I got the comics one, this one that's like X Comic or Comic X. that also sells DC and Marvel, but no one, they don't really sell graphic novels in that format. Why is that? And if they do there, they sometimes sell collections.
Yeah, I think because they want you to buy the collections.
Like I saw they had on this comics,
Comixology?
No, I have it. It's called, it's just X Comics. Oh, Comixology. Yeah, Comixology, right.
Is it? So is that what it's called? You sure?
Yes. So I saw they sold the X-Men, the Dark Phoenix saga. But it was like $18, I think.
Fuck. Digital comics are way too expensive.
I feel like I should get a discount since I don't actually own anything.
I really feel like they don't know what they're doing with digital comics.
Because I'm ready to buy.
I would buy a ton of them, but they're so expensive. It's like $4 a comic.
Yeah. This Dark Phoenix saga is $17.
What I would love, and I know that they would never do it, honestly, for first run comics, I know Marvel did this with older comics, but a pay one price monthly subscription to just read everything the day they came out.
They could even make groups. I mean, I can understand if they don't want to do like a pay one price, get everything.
Like read everything X-Men
or something like that. Or, you know, feel like you're getting some value.
Although I'll be honest, I would pay upwards of $20 a month if I could read everything Marvel. $20 a month. That's more than most people's. $20 to, you know, lock me in. I don't care if you lock me in for $12. I would spend $240 a year. $240 a year. You wouldn't need that many people to make a lot of money.
I would be interested.
I think a lot of people would be interested. I don't think that's me being cheap. I don't think $20 a month is cheap.
Well, you don't spend $20 a month on comics now, right?
I don't spend anything on comics right now.
Right. And so you go from
really
zero
bought a
to
comic
20.
Book. I really haven't bought a comic book since, you know, I had kids. I just haven't had time. That's like the hobby I had to give up.
Right. But something like this, you would do it.
For something like that, I would totally do it. For digital comics, I would read them on either the phone or my computer. And
don't you think even people who read comics, like with some
regularity,
don't spend
that much. I think sales of physical copies would probably go up because I think people would read a digital version of something and say, I really want to have a physical version of this book that I didn't even know I would love and go out and buy it. I think that would happen. I think you'd have people that don't read comics at all anymore that would get back into comics. And I'm talking, you know, HBO makes a lot of money and they charge about $20 a month.
Right. No, it's good. If you can get $20 a month out of somebody, that's a good business model.
Yeah.
especially when you're selling something that is a digital file.
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of comic business all that much, so excuse my laymanism. But the real value in these comics isn't the comics. It's the license. It's the characters. It's the ability to sell toys and T-shirts and movie tickets.
Right.
And that's really what you want. You want everyone in America to know who Batman is. Not that everyone in America doesn't know who Batman is, but you see where I'm going.
I do.
Who's that gay guy that they announced?
They like haven't announced it yet. They haven't said officially.
Oh, they haven't for DC?
For DC, no. They haven't officially said who the quote-unquote major DC character. The rumor is that it's Alan Scott, the Golden Age Green Lantern, but...
Oh, they're saying that one of their heroes is gay?
He's going to come out as gay.
They should just make a new gay superhero.
The problem with that, though, is... Nothing
it's too again. Forced. It's too forced.
It's too forced. And really, how many new characters really stick?
I have a great name for the new gay superhero.
Oh, please enlighten us, Chibi.
Wombat.
That's fine. Good? That's fine. It's a good name. It's a strong name. Masculine.
All right. All right. Very good. Well, I'm sweating because it's very hot in here. I have all the windows closed. And we've run out of things to talk about, I think, for the most part. But Saturday is the big day. The PC is coming. I am trying now to get a new desk to go with it. I'm in negotiations with Steelcase Japan for them to send me one of their sample desks that they have. I want to get a stand-up desk, and they don't sell them here. So I wrote Steelcase an email, and they don't sell these desks in Japan because they're not approved, like with the electrical components aren't approved by the government here. But they have one desk sitting in a warehouse in Japan, and they offered to sell it to me. So the guy just sent me the email with all the dimensions here. So I'm going to go measure when I'm done with this and see if I'm going to have a new desk or not. I could be the only person in Japan with this desk while I'm at. Do you know what kind of prestige that means for me?
People will
come from all over the country to see this desk.
Do you want strangers in your house?
Maybe not. Maybe only gay superheroes.
There you go. And Alan Scott it is. The Green Lantern that wears red.
All right. Well, let's remind everybody to go to GoDaddy.com and register their domain names and get web hosting with these coupons. 10% off any order, CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30. $7.49 domain registrations, CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Shipwreck, anything important to close on? I feel like you didn't say that much this week. So here's your big chance to finish up and get your points across.
That was great. Stay tuned next week.
Yeah, stay tuned next week. I don't have anything to say. I've been working so much.
You building new like top secret helicopter or something?
He's firing everyone.
Yes?
Firing all everyone.
Yes. Is it going to be revealed at
E3? Yeah, we're gonna have a big showing at E3 this year.
Are the parts that you're working on round? Can you say that
most
much?
Most of them have a roundness to them, I would say.
Okay, good. You probably told us too much already.
Yeah, I can't say anything beyond that. Or
you're in danger of losing your security clearance.
I'll give you a hint offline.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week.
Are you not going to say bread's done?
Hologram, the time travel fantasy where you journey through the centuries on a perilous quest to rescue the beautiful princess and save the universe from the wrath of an evil Time Lord. Step through the portals of the ages to the dawn of time, braving the primeval forces that shape the world to wondrous futures, fighting deadly enemies armed with astounding marvels of science, to an age of magic, where you will challenge mighty wizards and face mysterious spells. These challenges and more await you should you dare to enter the world of holograms.